On July 12th, Mercury in Cancer will have a trine to Jupiter retrograde in Pisces, which really remains active for most of the week of the 12th. Now, this connection between Cancer and Pisces gives us an insight as to what 2022 will start off as, because we will have the full moon in Cancer that ends this 6 month energetic period of time that's opened by the new moon in Cancer we just had on the 9th. And at the same time, in January, Jupiter will be fully in Pisces and not going back to Aquarius, just moving forward. So whatever it is that we're healing now, whatever new narrative that we're nurturing now, whatever anything that we're nurturing now is meant to be abound and really fruitful in January, which is really beautiful because it represents the way we can potentially start the year, okay? So healing right now, leaving the past in the past, really getting rid of any baggage that doesn't serve us, sets us up to be as baggage-less as we can possibly be come 2022. And we need that. We need that because 2021 has been a year that has served to have a shift in consciousness, to figure out that we no longer are who we used to be, to kind of get used to that, to ease our way into that. It represents kind of this middle ground that isn't completely solid, but it's like a bridge between point A and point B. 2022 will be point B, essentially. And so to heal, to liberate ourselves, to free ourselves from anything that doesn't serve us or any situations or people is really, really beneficial during Mercury's time in Cancer, okay? On July 16th and 17th, Mercury in Cancer will create an in conjunction to the South Node in Sagittarius. This can represent a few days in which people feel very sensitive and can take anything that you say really not with a grain of salt. They can feel very insulted over very little. This is because Sagittarius has a way of being very honest and very blunt, and Cancer is sensitive energy, and it represents the moon. It represents emotional processes. So the in conjunction being on the one hand kind of like, oh, you totally misunderstood what I said, and then on top of it not being willing to hear someone else out. So be mindful of your communication at that time. On July 18th, this is also another day in which Mercury in Cancer has an in conjunction to Saturn retrograde in Aquarius. So on the one hand, this can represent this understanding that we need to create systems, that we need to create some kind of plan for whatever it is that we're intending to manifest and not really knowing how. So with healthy and positive Cancer energy, it is our responsibility to ask for help if we need it. And in conjunction between Mercury and Saturn, really any connection between Mercury and Saturn represent us feeling like we need to and have to do everything on our own. That asking for help is just not an option because we should know how to do this. We should know how to move forward. We should know what it is that we want. At this point, any shoulds are really pointless. The fact of the matter is that they kind of have always been pointless, but especially now, because remember, we're navigating brand new territory. Shoulds don't really exist. Shoulds keep us from exercising our creativity. So with this connection between Mercury and Saturn, it is much more about implementing and playing around with new systems, new daily routines, making different promises to ourselves so that we begin to create a new way of building, a new way of doing, okay? On July 19th, Mercury in Cancer creates a square to Chiron in Aries. look, this is another one of those days where the wounded self can come to communication with someone else who may feel wounded. And then again, this miscommunication theme abounds. That week of the 12th through the 18th and part of the 19th, it's going to be a week of a lot of sensitivity because the energy is high. Remember, we're still saturated with Leo energy. We're moving forward. We're excited. And because Mercury has been retrograde, or Mercury was retrograde for so long, there was a lot that we didn't communicate. There was a lot that was left unsaid. And so now with Mercury direct and moving fast like it normally does, everybody wants to express. And the thing is that the expression is coming out so authentically, so raw, so matter of fact, and really with a fiery undertone that there is not much of a filter when people are communicating. So on July 19th, the square between the moon and Chiron can really manifest in feelings being hurt because someone is being incredibly direct and with absolutely no filter. That is represented by Aries energy. If this is nothing to do with someone else, be extremely mindful of the narrative going on in your head. Understand that you don't have to be harsh to yourself in order for you to understand or grasp a point. How this can be shifted is that we can compassionately and kindly take a look at the wound, either internally or if someone else takes something we said the wrong way, we can say, hey, listen, that's not at all what I meant. This is what I meant. Just really taking the time to explain because we're being compassionate and not explain because we feel this need to explain ourselves. It's really about understanding connection. Okay. So just be mindful of that. On July 20th, Mercury in Cancer creates a sextile to Uranus in Taurus. This is such a great day for brainstorming, creativity, getting together with other people, and shooting ideas around. It's a beautiful day because Uranus is about thinking outside the box. Water energy is creative energy. And so these two coming together, Mercury and Uranus, whenever they come together, they signify like a moment of genius. And so especially if you're supported by others, this can really be a fun time to come up with something new, something different, especially if you work for yourself, if you're your own brand, or even if you work with other people, figure out different ways to do the work. If this is nothing to do with work and it has more to do with relationships, this is a really beautiful time for you and a partner to create different ways of nurturing your relationship. So perhaps if you don't have a date night, have a date night. And if you do have a date night, not go to the same place, dare to go somewhere else. But making promises to each other that allow you to stick to them and to bring a new dynamic into the relationship. Okay. On July 24th, Mercury in Cancer creates a trine to Neptune retrograde in Pisces. On the one hand, this can represent something similar to what we had on July 12th, which is the bringing back of old, potentially hurtful conversations or situations that you really don't want in your life anymore. And just this understanding of, I don't want this anymore and I want to move past it. The thing with a connection to Neptune is that it can really make us forget about our boundaries. Please don't. My very humble suggestion and opinion is that you keep your boundaries strong and use something like the connection between Mercury and Neptune for a day in which you talk to your therapist, in which you meditate. That is such a big deal. In which you meditate, in which you journal, in which you really take the time to go within and see what needs healing for you, okay? On July 25th, this is interesting. On July 25th, Mercury in Cancer creates an opposition to Pluto retrograde in Capricorn. This can manifest in the recognition of who you can and cannot trust. because Mercury is about communication and talking, and in opposition to Pluto, Pluto represents the shadow of either someone or something. Unfortunately, it's one of those alignments that can bring to the surface some kind of betrayal. Something said that you thought you could trust them with, or someone saying something behind your back. Look, if this is something that manifests for you, understand that it's manifesting in order for you to move past it, in order for you to potentially leave it behind. Why? Because it's Pluto retrograde. So it's almost as if Pluto is going over the inventory of your relationships and your situations and bringing them up in a way where it can be made really clear to you whether you want them in your life or not. So that by the time Pluto goes direct in October, you can really look back at this time and say, okay, that's when I left that relationship behind. And on July 27th, it is when Mercury finally goes into Leo. That's a lot, but it's important that you know so that you follow your process. But more importantly, is so that you understand that you are in a time of healing. And look, this isn't healing the way we were doing it in May or June. This isn't healing by shifting situations that felt like they came out of nowhere. This is almost intentional healing. This is about really connecting to our intuition and seeing how much we developed it when Mercury was retrograde in Gemini for almost 2 months. This is about understanding that we have to create safe space for ourselves because, one, it's no one else's responsibility to create that for us, unless they are, of course, our coach or our therapist, which is why we pay them. And two, understanding that it's time to have a different relationship with ourselves. This is about, like I said earlier, compassion and healing, but this is also about understanding that we can no longer default to withdrawing when things get difficult. This is about really confronting the difficulty in our lives so that we finally move past them. Mercury in Cancer this year is so significant for all of the reasons that I've mentioned already, but really because, again, it's urging us to have a new state of mind by the time that 2022 comes around. Okay, so I hope this is helpful and have a great week.